Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, are you still in the bathroom?
Yeah, I won't be long.
But you've been ages.
I know, my mascara smudged. Look, are you desperate?
No, it's not that. We must get going.
Oh, don't worry. I won't be a minute.
I thought I was the one who was always late. Come on, hurry up.
I won't be long.
We're going to be late.
It doesn't matter. It's any time after 8.
But it's 8 now.
I know. Oh, for goodness sake, what's the rush?
Wow, you look very glamorous.
Well, for once, I bought a new dress. What do you think?
Yeah, it's nice.
Good. You look nice. It's not a new one, though, is it?
No, it's the one Jim liked. Don't give me that look. Tell me, who are you trying to impress?
Me? I'm not trying to impress anybody.
Oh, come on. Let's get going.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie. It's Connie.
Oh, hi, Connie. Are you all right? Because to be honest, I haven't got long. I'm on my way out.
I know. Well, that's just it. Are you going to Jim's party?
Yes.
Well, you couldn't do me a favour, could you?
Well, it depends what it is.
How are you getting there?
I've ordered a taxi and it should be here any minute.
Well, the thing is, I'm going as well, but my car won't start. So would you be able to pick me up en route and then we can share the fare? Is that okay?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much.
Well, quick, give me your address. I think the taxi's just arrived.
Right, where does he live?
It's the next turning on the right.
Okay, and what time does it finish?
I'll phone you, okay?
Well, don't make it too late. I've got a very busy day tomorrow.
I know.
No, I mean it. Can you phone before 12, please?
Yes. Now, it's along here somewhere.
If we'd gone by car, we'd be there by now.
Okay, so does it matter?
Yes, I hate being late. Oh, no. You know what I've done, don't you?
What?
I've only gone and left his blooming present at home.
Oh, you haven't? Well, we can't go back now. We'll just have to tell them that we left it behind.
Oh, if you hadn't insisted on getting the bus, I would have remembered.
Well, don't blame me.
Well, if we'd gone by car, I would have remembered.
But we both wanted to have a drink.
I know that, but I could have had just one.
Oh, look, forget it. We'll make our apologies. And, oh, for goodness sake, don't look so miserable. Cheer up. It's not the end of the world.
You're just too good to be.
Jim, happy birthday. Here, I brought you this. Oh, and a bottle.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Kathy, that's great. It's real silk. Thank you.
My pleasure.
So where's Penny? Didn't she come?
Yeah, she's just hanging up our coats. You've got a lovely house.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Jim, happy birthday. You don't look a day over 21.
Oh, wish.
And here you are.
Oh, thank you, Penny. That's my favourite wine. Oh, thank you.
Well, keep that one for yourself for later. Here you are. I bought this one for now.
Well then, and what can I get you to drink?
Oh, a gin and tonic, please.
Okay.
A glass of white wine, please.
Right. Come this way. Honestly, just help yourself to anything you want, okay?
Oh, it's lovely to see you, Jim. Can't take my eyes off you.
Seeing you here.
Yes, what a surprise. Oh, I love the dress.
Oh, thanks.
There's a lot of work here, isn't there?
Yeah. I'm glad Amy came. I like Amy.
Oh, so do I. I tell you who I haven't seen yet is Jeff. Oh, spoke too soon. He's over there talking to Connie.
Connie's here?
Yeah, she asked me for a lift. Her car's broken down.
Oh, so you're giving her a lift back?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Sorry to interrupt, but have you two had any food yet?
No, I was just about to.
Now then, which one of you lovely ladies will dance with me?
I will.
So, Penny, would you like to dance?
Me? Oh, that would be nice.
Let's go and get some grub.
Yeah, good idea. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold
you so much. At one. Stop
being a pig, you've had two platefuls already.
So? It's there to be eaten.
Yes, but leave some for other people.
All you do is moan. Go and talk to someone else, will you?
Oh, Jeff, help yourself to some food. There's tons there.
Oh, great, thanks. Did you see the match?
Yeah, I did. What was he doing?
6-2. It was awful. We should have won.
I'll see you in a minute.
And do you know what I think? I think the referee should be sacked.
Yeah, he was rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Oh no, guess who's coming our way?
Who?
Jeff.
Ladies, how lovely to see you. Isn't this nice?
Yeah, it's great. Have you had any food?
Of course.
Did you have the salmon slices?
Oh, they were all lovely.
Do you know, Jim did all the food.
Yes, I did. But then who else would do it? He wouldn't use caterers.
Well, it's surprising, really, because I thought Les would do it. Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh, don't worry. No, look, leave it. I'll clear it up.
No, no, let me do it.
Jeff, just leave it. No, you've had enough.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm just saying.
Well, don't. Excuse me, I need a drink.
Connie, can I sit there?
Yeah, come and sit down.
What a party.
Yeah, I never knew Jim was such a character.
Oh, yeah, he's always been a good laugh. Oh, by the way, what happened with the job?
Oh, I'm just waiting to hear.
Some enchanted evening.
Do you know the owner of the cafe's here tonight?
You is she?
Yeah.
She's talking to Michael.
You may see a stranger across a crowded room.
Hi, Amy. I thought you'd be here. You Sophie, I didn't know you knew Jim.
Well, my aunt works at the shop, so I came with her.
Oh, really? Who's
that's
your aunt?
Mel Baker.
No, I don't know her.
So, what are you drinking?
Oh, this is just a Coke.
You're not driving, are you?
No, my mum's picking me up.
Your mum? But I've seen her. She's here already. I saw her talking to Jim.
No, she can't be.
She is. She's in the dining room.
You may hear her laughing across the crowded room.
Mum, what are you doing here? I said I'd phone you.
It's all right. I've ordered a taxi for later.
What do you mean? Why are you here?
I've known Jim for years, so I thought I'd come early.
Early? Mum, you weren't invited.
That doesn't matter. Jim was delighted to see me. He's so sweet.
Sweet? Mum, get a grip.
Right, the taxi's due at 12. Be ready or walk home.
Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try.
What are you two up to? Look, are you scheming or something?
Is it that obvious?
What are you two up to?
Well, we think Jim needs to choose between the two of us.
What are you on about?
Well, we both want Jim and he seems to be keen on both of us. Whoops!
Mind your glass cafe.
So, we're going to ask him straight. Which one of us does he want to go out with?
I've just met Les.
Ooh, what's he like?
Les is female. She's very nice, very pretty, and has been in a relationship with Jim for 6 years.
What?
Yep. And from what I gather, they have a very open relationship. Is that what either of you want?
Me?
No.
Oh, no, that's not my scene. Do you know what? I don't believe either of you.
Oh, Jim, it's been a lovely party. But tell me before I go, that photo on the wall, where was it taken?
Oh, that's in Scotland. Beautiful, isn't it?
It's a brilliant photo. Did you take it?
Yeah, I did. Listen, Connie, would you like to meet up for a drink sometime?
Oh, that would be lovely. Why don't you bring a friend and I'll bring Penny? What do you think?
Yeah, what a good idea. I'll ask Michael.
Okay, that sounds good. Text me the details and I'll surprise Penny.
Excellent.
Okay, night-night, Jim. See you soon.
Yeah, night. Thanks for coming.
That was your phone.
Oh, for goodness sake. Where is it?
It's on the side there. Well, who is it? Who's texting you at this time of the morning?
It's Jim. saying how lovely I looked. What a plonker.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.